Welcome back to the Bethlehem Wildcast. Stay tuned for the updates on the baseball and softball games.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. Today, me and my co-host Jacob will be going over all the school news for this week, and Katie will join us with a weather report.
Students, the Easter Bunny is coming to town on April 8th. Also, Kason Amerson has a birthday that day.
April 9th will be Easter Sunday. In other news, prom and ACT are on April 15th, with a senior trip following the 16th to the 20th.
That's all the news we have for this week, Wildcats. Now on to Katie with the weather.
Welcome back to Weekly Weather. I'm Katie, here to give you a weather forecast for the upcoming days. Saturday the 8th, we are seeing some passing showers at 55% chance of rain. There is a dark overcast making it pretty cool with a high of 68 and a low of 55. Sunday the 9th, still seeing those passing showers at 46% chance of rain. The temperature does drop a bit with a high of 64 and a low of 54 that night. Monday the 10th, pretty cloudy and cool with a high of 68 and a low of 52. There's currently no chances of rain so far, but some heavy winds at 12 miles per hour. Tuesday the 11th, sunny skies but still refreshingly cool with a high of 73 and a low of 50 that night. There is currently no known chances of rain. Wednesday the 12th, still seeing sunny, beautiful weather with a rise in temperature at a high of 75 and a low of 52. There is still no chances of rain so far. Thursday the 13th, remaining pretty sunny and warm with a high of 78 and a low of 53, so the temperature does rise quite a bit, but still no chances of rain so far. All information was accurate as of Tuesday, April 4th, and was provided by my15dayforecast.com. Now onto Cole, Roman, and John with the sports.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Bethlehem Wildcats Sports Segment. My name is Cole, and I'm joined by Roman and John. And today, we're going to recap past games.
The Lady Cats softball beat the Rutherford Rams 8-2 last night, with Kelsey leading the way with 3 hits and 3 RBIs, and Hayden following up with 3 runs.
That's all for this week. Now on to Frank with Game Verse.
Welcome to the Gameverse. I'm Frank, and today I'll be recommending Superhot. Superhot is rated teen due to violence. Blurring the lines between cautious strategy and unbridled mayhem, Superhot is the FPS in which time only moves when you move. No regenerating health bars, no conventionally placed ammo drops, it's just you outnumbered and outgunned, grabbing weapons off fallen enemies to shoot, slice, and maneuver through a hurricane of slow-motion bullets. Superhot costs $24.99. That's it for me, folks. Tune in next week for more video games. Now on to Case's movie review.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Film Review Roundup, the segment where we research, review, and discuss some classic and modern movies. This week, I'll continue with the superhero genre, and even continue with the same film franchise, as I recommend to you fine people the great movie that is Spider-Man 2. The film was released in 2004 and was the second installment in the Sam Raimi Spider-Man trilogy. The movie was the third biggest blockbuster of the year, grossing $789 million against a $200 million budget. The film broke multiple opening weekend records when released, and held them for nearly a decade, and audiences and critics alike loved this movie. Many people claim the film boasted an entertaining villain and deeper emotional focus, and I personally couldn't agree more. Between an incredible performance from actors Alfred Molina and Tobey Maguire, and the brilliant writing, I firmly believe that this may be one of, if not the, best superhero movie out there. That's it for now, people. As always, thanks for watching, and be sure to tune in next week for more classic and modern movies. All information from this segment was provided by IMDb.com. And now on to Ryan with Funky Factoids.
Hi, my name is Ryan, and this week I will be telling you about the Rocky Mountains. The Rocky Mountains, also known as the Rockies, are a major mountain range and the largest mountain system in North America. The Rocky Mountains stretch 3,000 miles in a straight line distance from the northmost part of Western Canada to the New Mexico in the southwestern United States. Depending on different definitions between Canada and the U.S., its northern terminus is located either in northern British Columbia's terminal range south of the Lizard River and east of the Trench, or in the northeastern foothills of the Brooks Range / British Mountains that face the Beaufort Sea coast between the Canning River and Fifth River across the Alaska-Yukon border, and its southernmost point is near the Apalachicola River area adjacent to the Rio Grande Rift and the northern Sanita-Manso mountain range, being the easternmost portion of the North American Cordillera. The Rockies are distinct from the technically younger Cascadia Range of the Sierra Nevada, which both lie farther to its west. Thank you for listening, and my story source was Wikipedia.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, my name is Zach, and welcome to This Week in History. Today we'll be talking about April 7th, 1914. Canada's Grand Trunk Pacific Railway is completed. April 8, 1861, Australia grants basic political civil rights to protesters. April 9, 1872, Samuel R. Percy patents powdered milk. April 10, New Yorker Walt Hunt patents the first practical safety pin. My source is from Tehebi Books, copyright 2003, a day-by-day review of world events, today in history. That's it for This Week in History. Now on to TC with cool animals from around the world.
Hey, I'm TC, and welcome to Cool Animals Around the World. Today we're going to talk about cool animals in the state of Kansas. Timber rattlesnake, an endangered venomous snake that is usually found in Kansas in the Flint Hills. It is also a species of pit viper and is very venomous with a toxic bite. Lesser prairie chicken, a part of the group's family, is known for their low population makes them exotic. They're usually known for their calm behavior. Black-footed ferret. It is home to the rarest mammal in North America and is the most endangered mammal in the world. That's all for cool animals around the world. Stay tuned for cool animals around the world in the state of Hawaii. Thank you for listening and have a good day. Now on to Aiden with Tech Time.
Thank you all for tuning in this week. Join us next week for more news and weather.